Will you please turn to the book of Judges?
请我们一同翻到十四纪。
Chapter 2,
第二章。
We'll begin with verse 14.
我们从第十四节开始。
Judges chapter 2, verse 14.
十四纪第二章第十四节。
And the anger of Jehovah was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about.And they could not any longer stand before their enemies.
十四纪第二章第十四节，耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们人手中，又将他们赋予视为仇敌的手中，甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住。
Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Jehovah was against them for evil.As Jehovah has said, and as Jehovah has sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed.
他们无论往何处去，耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们，正如耶和华所说的话，又如耶和华向他们所起的事，他们便极其困苦。
And Jehovah raised up judges, and they saved them out of the hand of those that spoiled them.
耶和华兴起士师，士师就拯救他们，脱离抢夺他们人的手。
But they did not even hearken to their judges, for they went a whoring after other gods and bowed themselves to them. They turned quickly out of the way that their fathers had walked in, obeying the commandments of Jehovah. They did not so.
他们却不听从士师。竟然随从叩拜别神，行了邪淫，速速的偏离他们立足所行的道，不如他们立足顺从耶和华的命令。
And when Jehovah raised them up judges, then Jehovah was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Jehovah.Because of their groanings, by reason of them that oppressed them and crushed them.
耶和华为他们兴起士师，就与那士师同在。在士师在上的在世的一些日子，耶和华拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。他们应受欺压、扰害，就哀声叹气，所以耶和华后悔了。
And it came to pass when the judge died that they turned back.
十四时他们就转去行恶
and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down to them. They ceased not from their own doings and from their stubborn way.
比他们立足更甚，去侍奉叩拜别神，总不断绝顽梗的恶性。
And the anger of Jehovah was hot against Israel.And he said, Because this nation has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and hath not hearkened unto my voice.
于是耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，他说，因这民违背我吩咐他们列祖所守的约，却不听从我的话。
I also will not henceforth dispossess from before them any of the nation.That Joshua left when he died.
所以约书亚死的时候所剩下的格族，我必不再从他们面前赶出去。
That through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Jehovah to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not.
为要藉此试验以色列人，看他们肯照我列祖肯守遵行。
Therefore, Jehovah left those nations without dispossess them hastily, neither deliver he them into the hand of Joshua.
这样耶和华留下各族，不将他们速速赶出去，也没有交付约书亚的手。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee.
主，我们来感谢你。
Because Thou hast promised us.
因为你向我们有这样的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
当两三个人聚集在你的名下，你就在我们的当中。
Lord, we do gather unto Thy name.
主，我们是在你的名底下来聚集。
We do put ourselves under Thy authority.
我们是顺从在你权柄的底下。
And we believe that thou art here with us.
我们相信你现在就与我们同在。
We are standing on holy ground.
我们是站在圣地。
And we want to remove our shoes.
我们要把我们的鞋子脱去。
We want to bow down before thee.
我们要来俯伏在你的面前。
And say, Lord, what hast thou to say to us?
来向你说，神啊，你要向我们说什么话？
Speak.Thy servants hear it.
请听，你的仆人在这里静听。
May Thy Holy Spirit open Thy Word to us.
但愿你的圣灵把这些话打开向着我们。
And open our hearts to Thy Word.
也把我们的心来打开向着你的话。
That we may really hear what the Spirit said to the churches.
好叫我们能够听见圣灵向教会所说的话。
That we may repent and return to Thee.
好叫我们能够悔改回转来归向你。
And thou will turn to us.
你就再一次来哦，来悦纳我们。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是靠着你宝贵的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last night we mentioned that this time we will be on the book of Judges.
昨天晚上我们提到这一次我们一同来看十四纪。
The book of Judges is the continuation of the book of Joshua.
十四纪是记述在约书亚记的的记载。
But it is also a contrast to the book of Joshua.
但却是 比起约书亚记却有很大的不同。
In the book of Joshua, we find that the children of Israel entered into the promised land.
在约书亚记我们发现神的子民进到迦南地。
And under the leadership of the Lord, they overcame their enemies.
在神的率领底下，他们胜过了所有的仇敌。
And they were able to possess their possessions.
他们就能够占有那些地。
And eventually, the whole land was apportioned to the 12 tribes.
然后他们就把地就分出来，分开要给那十二个不同的支派。
So it gave us a very glorious picture.
在那里就给我们看见一个非常荣耀的图画。
It is a picture of victory.
是一个得胜的图画。
It is a picture of progress.
好，是一个进步的图画。
And you find there is the song of joy.
你就听见那里有那个喜乐的歌声。
But when you come to the book of Judges,
但当你来到十四纪的时候，
you find an entirely different atmosphere.
你就发现那个空气是完全不同的。
The children of Israel were already in the promised land.
以色列的子民已经进到那个应许之地。
They had already overcome some of their enemies.
他们已经胜过许多的仇敌。
And they already possessed some of the land.
他们已经得到一些的地。
And God promised to give the whole land to them.
神已经应许要把全地都来给他们。
And the land was apportioned to the 12 tribes.
那个地已经分给了十二个支派。
What they needed to do is to just go ahead.And possess all their possessions.
他们只要进去就来占有那地就可以了。
Because God said, no enemy could stand against you.
因为神说没有一个仇敌能够在你们面前站立得住。
God was with them.
因为神与他们同在。
And surely they will cast out all their enemies.
所以他们就能够把仇敌都赶出去。
And they will possess all the promised land.
就能够占有所有应许之地。
But strangely, you find when you come to the book of Judges.
但很奇怪的，当你看到在十四纪这里
，After Joshua, the servant of God, died.
当神的仆人约书亚死了以后
，And after that whole generation passed away.
那一个整个的一代都过去了
，A new generation came up.
新的一代起来了。
And this new generation, they did not know God.
这个新的一代，他们不认识神。
They did not know the works of God.
他们不知道神的作为。
Now that doesn't mean that they hadn't heard about God.
并不是说他们没有听见神。
They have not heard from their fathers the works of God.
也不是说他们没有听见从他们的父亲那里说到神的工作。
They must have heard a lot about God.
他们已经听见很多关于神的事
and they have heard a lot about the works of God
他们也听见神所做的很多的工
and they were themselves in the promised land
他们也是在那个应许之地
it was an evidence of what God had done for them
那个就是很明显的是神为他们所做的工
and yet they did not have a personal experience of God
然而他们没有与神个人的一个关系
Their belief in God is what traditional.
他们所信的神好像是一个遗传一样。
They just it was handed down to them by their fathers.
那是他们的的祖宗教下来传下来给他们的。
And what they knew about God was by hearing.
他们所认识的神那是藉着听见的。
They did not have personal experience.Of the works of God.
他们没有个人在神工作那个的经验。
Even though what they heard was true.
虽然他们所听见的都是真的。
And what they received in their mind was true.
他们在他们头脑上得到的也是真实的。
They were supposed to be believers of the only true God.
他们也是信神唯一神的真神的那些的信神的人
and yet because they did not have first hand experience
但是因着他们没有那个第一手的那个经验
so you find that the truth did not seem to have power in their life
就那些真理好像在他们生命当中没有力量
so very soon you find these people
很快的你就发现这些的人
They could not overcome their enemies.
他们就再不能够胜过他们的仇敌。
When they went to possess their possession.
当他们要去这座来占有那些地的时候。
They could not drive the enemy completely away.
他们就不能够完全的把敌人就赶出去。
So the enemy remained in their midst.
所以有一些的敌人就住在他们当中。
And later on you'll find that even they had to dwell among their enemies.
后来你又发现说他们甚至住在仇敌的当中
There was evidence that there was weakness
那里就很明显的他们有很多的软弱
Now not because God was not faithful to his promise
这个并不是代表说神对他所应许的不够信实
It was because of their lack of faith on God
乃是他们缺少了向神所有的信心
and because they dwell among the nations
因为他们住在众民当中
so very soon they began to imitate the habits of the nations
很快的他们就跟随那些其他的民的风俗
they began to intermarry with the nations
甚至有结婚与他们来通婚
and then began to follow the custom of the nations
跟随着他们的风俗
instead of worshiping the only true God
不去来敬拜那一唯一的真神
the God who had led them into the promised land
就是那位带他们进到应许之地的神
they began to follow the nations and worship idols
他们就跟随着众民其他的民族就来敬拜那些的偶像
so there was declension in their midst
所以他们就慢慢的走下坡
And because of this,
因着这个缘故,
God was not happy with them.
神就对他们不高兴。
And God began to discipline them.
神就要来管教他们。
Now we mentioned last night,
昨天晚上我们提到了,
whom God loved, he disciplined.
神所爱的他就管教了。
Because they were God's people.
因为他们是神的子民。
And God loved them.
神爱他们。
So when they drifted away from God,
所以当他们慢慢离开神的时候，
God began to discipline them.
神就要来管教他们。
God allowed their enemies to rise up against them.
神就让他们的仇敌起来攻击他们。
So they were under the oppression of their enemies.
所以他们就仇敌就来欺压他们。
Sometimes for 8 years,
有时候可能是有八年之长。
Sometimes for 18 years,
有时候是十八年之长。
Sometimes for 3 years, for 5 years,
有时是三年，有时是五年。
God allowed the enemies that were in their midst and around them to oppress them.
神就允许在他们当中，或者他们四围的仇敌来压迫他们。
And their lives were very difficult.
所以他们的生活就非常的困苦。
They began to cry unto God.
所以他们就向神来呼喊。
And they began to repent of their sins.
他们就向着他们的罪有悔改。
And God was so merciful to them.
但是神却是蛮有怜悯的。
So you find that God raised up the judges.
所以神就兴起来兴起士师。
And God raised up one judge.
神就兴起一个的士师
to deliver them from their enemies,
将他们从仇敌的手中拯救出来
and give them a time of rest, a time of peace,
就给他们一段的时间，他们可以有平安，有休息
sometimes 20 years,
有时候是20年
sometimes longer 40 years,
有时候是长一点，是40年
the children of Israel were able to enjoy their lives again.
以色列民就在那个时候，他们能够享受他们的生活
and enjoy the promised land that God had given to them.
来享受神给他们在应许之地那个祝福。
But unfortunately,
但非常不幸的
even when their judges were living.
就算是士师还活着的时候
they did not really listen to the judges.
他们不是完全的听那个士师
and especially when a judge died,
当那个士师死了
then they departed away from God.
他们就完全离开神
and began to sin again.
然后就犯罪
and again you find God disciplined them.
一再的你就看见神 来管教他们
and God allow enemy to come to oppress them
神就容许仇敌来欺压他们
and after several years of under that oppression
过了几年被仇敌这样的欺压
they couldn't stand anymore
他们就再受不了了
so they cried to God again
所以他们又向神来呼喊
and they repented of their sins again
然后他们就悔改他们的罪
and God in his mercy
神在他的怜悯当中
again raised up another judge
又兴起一个士师
to deliver them from their enemies
再把他们从仇敌手中拯救出来
and again give them a time of peace
又给他们一段和平的时间
now this happened again again again
这个发生了一次再一次再一次
and we know the book of Judges cover 450 years
我们知道十四纪是记载了450年的这个的记载
so for 450 years
在450年
these people of God were in the promised land
这般神的子民是在应许之地
but they did not seem to be able to enjoy what God had given to them
但是他们却不能享受神所赐给他们的
and this declension
这样的他们一直在往下走
oppression
被仇敌的欺压
repentance
在悔改
revival
然后又复兴
and this came again and again and again during those 450 years
这样的一次过一次这样的重复一直有450年之久
now this is the story you find in the book of Judges
这个就是在十四纪里面你发现的故事
we mentioned last night
昨天晚上我们提到
The book of Judges can be divided into 3 parts
十四纪能够把它分成三个部分
From chapter 1 to chapter 3 verse 6
从第一章第一节到第三章第六节
We can say it is a general picture of the children of Israel
可以说是那个以色列人那个的一般的光景
And it shows us a declension.
就看见他们是在走下坡。
And then from chapter 3 verse 7.
然后从第三章第七节
to the end of chapter 16,
直到十六章的末了
we find God raised up judges to save them.
我们就发现神兴起士师来拯救他们。
So we will say, in that section, it is revival.
在那一段我们说可以说是复兴的时代。
And then from chapter 17 to chapter 21.
然后从第十七章到二十一章
we find the inner situation of the children of Israel at that time.
我们就发现那里是以色列人他们里面的光景。
And we find the comment of the Holy Spirit there.
我们也看见圣灵在那里的评语。
Now, this evening we will be in the second part.
今天晚上我们要来提到第二段。
God being merciful.
神既然是蛮有怜悯。
And being faithful to his covenant.
又是向着他的约是这样的信实。
In spite of these sins of his people,
虽然他的子民是犯罪
when they repented,
当他们悔改的时候
God gave them relief by raising up judges.
神就要来拯救他们，就是用士师兴起来在他们当中。
So that's why you find this book is called the Book of Judges.
这你就发现这本书就叫做士师记。
Because you find God raised up judges to save His people.
因为你会发现神兴起士师来拯救他的子民。
Now we must remember one thing.
我们一定要记得一件事。
When God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt.
当神把他的子民从埃及带出来的时候。
You remember God's challenge to Pharaoh.
你知道神像法老王有这样的挑战。
God said, "Let my people go, that they may serve me."
神说，你让我的子民出来，好叫他们能够侍奉我。
In other words, God considered this people as His people.
换一句话说，神是把这些子民当作是他的子民。
And He was to be their king.
他又来做他们的王。
Pharaoh was not their king.
法老王不是他们的王。
God Himself was the king of the children of Israel.
神才是以色列民的王。
So when the children of Israel came out of Egypt,
所以当以色列民离开埃及的时候
you know, after they crossed the Red Sea,
当他们过了红海
in chapter 17, chapter 15 of Exodus,
在出埃及记第十七章
they sang a song.
他们就在那里有一个唱一个歌
a song of victory.
就是一个得胜的歌。
And at the end of that song,
在那个歌的最后的一段
it ended with these words,
就是以这些的话来做终结的。
Jehovah reigneth forever and forever.
耶和华掌权直到永永远远。
Jehovah reigneth over his people forever and forever.
耶和华在他的民当中掌权直到永永远远。
So God brought the children of Israel to himself.
所以神就把他的子民带到他自己的面前。
And when they came to Mount Sinai,
当他们来到西乃山,
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神就把十条诫命给他们。
Because God was their king.
因为神是他们的王。
And they were to be under God's authority.
他们就要来服从神的权柄。
So the children, we must remember.
所以我们要记得,
with the children of Israel,
在以色列民当中
it is a theocracy. theocracy, 神权。
是一个神的这权。
It is not a democracy.
不是一个民主的制度。
It is a theocracy.
乃是神来做掌权的。
Because God was their king.
因为神就是他们的王。
And they were God's people.
因为他们是神的子民
and they were to listen to God
他们要来听从神的话
they were to keep his commandments
他们要来守他的约
to be his loyal people
来做他的子民
and they would be under the blessing of God
第 这样他们就会得到神的祝福。
So this was God's will for his people.
这个乃是神向着他子民的旨意。
But when they departed from God,
但是当他们离开神了,
and when they sinned against God,
他们在那里犯罪得罪了神,
in a sense they rejected God as their king.
意思就是说他们就, 拒绝神来做他们的王。
They did not keep his commandments.
他们不再守神的约。
They violated his covenant.
他们就犯罪, 违背了, 神的约。
So under that kind of abnormal situation,
就在那个不正常的光景底下,
God raised up judges.
神才兴起这一半的士师。
Now, judges is a system that is temporary.
士师乃是一个
You know, it is as if judgeship is God's emergency temporary measure.
好像他一个紧急的, 一个的, 的制度。
In order to deal with his rebellious people.
为这样来对付这一般, 反叛的人。
So God temporarily raised up this system of judges.
神就暂时用这个的制度, 就是那个士, 士师的制度,
to give them some temporary relief.
来给他们一个, 暂时的一个, 一个的帮助。
It was not a permanent will of God.
这个不是神永远的旨意。
Because God's will is kingship.
因为神的旨意, 乃是有王权的。
God be their king.
就是神做他们的王。
But only when He was rejected by his people.
只有当他被他的子民弃绝的时候,
then God raised up judges to give them temporary relief.
神就兴起了这一半的士师, 来给他们暂时的, 一段的帮助。
So even it covers 450 years.
虽然这段时间有450年之久,
but so far as God is concerned, it is only an emergency measure.
但是在神看来, 这个只不过是一个, 在一个紧急的关头里面, 一个暂时的制度。
And that is the reason why under judgeship, nothing is perfect.
所以在这个士师的制度里面, 没有一件事是完全的。
God raised up judges,
神兴起了士师,
and you will find that no judge actually rule over the whole nation of Israel.
你就发现没有一个士师是在整个以色列人当中来掌权的。
Some judges, they judge only a part of the land.
有一些的士师他们只是管理, 一部分的地。
And some judges, they are contemporaries.
有一些是好像是一个暂时的。
They judge together at the same time.
他们有, 几个合作一起来, 来, 来, 管理这一般的子民。
They judge different areas of the land.
或者是不同, 那个地的地区。
And it was not permanent at all.
这个不是一个永远的制度,
it is temporary.
只是一个暂时的。
So that I think we need to remember.
我想这个我们必须要记得。
Now even though you find under the judges there are revivals,
虽然你看见在士师的这一段的时间里面, 虽然是有复兴,
and revival after revival,
复兴了以后又有复兴,
but no revival is everlasting.
但是没有一个复兴是一直长久了延续下去的。
After a while you need another revival.
过了一段时间你又需要有一个复兴。
Because revival is not God's permanent measure.
因为复兴不是神永远的制度。
Now what is revival?
什么是复兴呢?
Revival simply means that you have fallen.
复兴的意思就是说你跌倒了。
You have departed.
你离开了。
Therefore you need to be revived.
所以你就要来复兴。
So revival really looks backward.
所以复兴是往后看的。
Because you have fallen.
因为已经跌倒了。
In order to redeem the past situation.
为着要来, 赎回你过去的那段的时间。
So there is a revival.
所以就有一个复兴。
So that you may be restored to what you were before.
这样就把你, 带到你应该所有的地位上。
Remember.
所以要记得,
revival is only God's emergency measure with his people.
复兴只是神向着他指明一个暂时的一个制度。
Now, when you apply the book of Judges to us today,
当你来看这个十四纪的时候,
and when you apply it to us today,
当你来应用这段用在今天的环境的里面,
you will find that it fits our story perfectly.
你就发现与我们所有的故事是非常相配的.
When you think of Christianity,
当你想到基督教,
when you think of the church history,
当你想到教会的历史,
you find what happened to the children of Israel in the book of Judges,
你就发现在十世纪里面以色列民他们的遭遇,
happened to the church in the New Testament.
就发生在新约的教会的里面.
Just let us think for a while.
让我们来思想一下.
In the beginning, when the children of Israel entered into the promised land,
在开始的时候，当以色列民进到那个应许之地,
they were almost invincible.
他们差不多是没有人能够胜过他们的.
They defeated enemies against enemies.
他们胜过仇敌，再胜过仇敌.
They occupied land after land.
他们得罪了一些的地，然后又得罪另外一些的地.
God was with them.
神与他们同在,
and they follow God.
他们跟随神.
It was a glorious beginning.
那个实在是一个荣耀的开始.
That's the book of Joshua.
这个就是约书亚记.
But when you come to the book of Judges,
当你来到十四纪的时候,
you find weakening there.
你就发现他们软弱下来了.
A gradual declination.
慢慢的就走下坡了.
Until they were so weakened,
到一个地步他们是那么的软弱,
that the enemy came upon them.
仇敌就来到他们当中,
and oppressed them.
来欺压他们.
If you read the book of Acts,
假如你来读《使徒行传》,
we know that the book of Acts covered roughly 33 years.
我们知道《使徒行传》大概过一段的记载大概有33年.
Now, when you think of the four Gospels,
当你想到四福音书,
no, the Gospels tells us the story of our Lord Jesus.
福音书讲到我们的主耶稣基督,
while he was on earth.
当他在地上的时候,
and our Lord Jesus lived on this earth for 33 years and a half.
我们的主活在地上的时候有33年半.
And the story was told in the four Gospels.
他的故事就在福音书那里有记载.
Now after our Lord died, buried, and risen,
当我们的主被钉死埋葬复活了以后,
and ascended up to heaven,
他就上升到天上.
Then you'll find the story of the church began.
你就发现教会的故事就开始了.
And that is the book of Acts.
那个就是使徒行传.
And from Pentecost until the end of the book of Acts,
从五旬节到使徒行传的末了,
Paul was in prison in Rome for 2 years.
保罗就在罗马的监狱的里面有2年的时间.
That covered also about 33 years.
这个时间大概也包括了差不多33年.
Now, as you read the first four chapters of the book of Acts,
当你来读头四章那个使徒行传的时候,
What do you see of the condition of the church?
你看见教会的情形光景是怎么样的呢?
In the beginning, there was only 120 people.
在开始只有120个人.
But they gathered together in that upper room in Jerusalem.
但是他们在耶路撒冷那个小楼上面一同来聚集.
And they prayed and waited upon the Lord.
他们一同祷告等候神.
Then on the day of Pentecost,
就在五旬节那一天,
the Holy Spirit came down upon them.
圣灵就降在他们的身上.
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就被圣灵充满.
And they began to witness to the glory of God.
他们就为着神的荣耀来做见证.
And on that one day, 3,000 repented.
就在那一天有3,000人悔改.
And turned to the Lord.
来向着神.
So you find that was the beginning of the church.
你就发现这个是教会的开始.
And those were together.
那班人是在一起的.
And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
他们就一同在那里来遵守使徒的教训.
And breaking of bread and prayers. How they love one another. Nobody said, this is mine.
没有人说,
they love one another. They gave to one another.
他们把所有的都给另外一些人。They
share their life with one another.
他们把他们的生命都是彼此有来一同来享受。
And God added to them daily.
神就把人数每天的加给他们。
And they have such a good testimony to the world.
他们向着世界有那么好的见证。
And people will look at them and say, see how they love one another.
人看见的时候就说, 看他们是这样的彼此相爱。
A glorious beginning.
一个荣耀的开始。
They really possess their possession.
他们实在得出他们所该得的。
They are filled with Christ Jesus.
他们实在是充满了, 基督。
That was the beginning of the church.
这个是教会的开始。
And then you find within 30 some years,
但是你发现过了30, 多年,
the gospel was spread over the world at that time.
福音就传遍当时的那个世界。
Because Rome was the end of the world.
因为罗马就是那个, 当时世界的最末端。
And the gospel had already come to Rome.
福音就存到罗马。
It began in Asia.
从亚洲开始。
And then it went into Europe.
然后就进到欧洲。
So within 30 some years, the gospel spread over the whole world of that time.
经过30多年, 福音就传遍, 当时的整个的世界。
This is almost like the book of Joshua.
这个就好像那个约书亚记一样。
But even at that time,
但甚至在那个的时候,
you do find that they had problems.
你就发现他们也有问题。
But in the beginning, problems really were no problems.
但是在开始的时候这些都不是问题,
because problems were opportunities.
因为难处也是一个机会。
By solving these problems, they really grew stronger.
当你有办法来应付这些的, 来解决这些难处的时候, 你就能够, 更强壮。
But towards the end of that time,
但是到那个时期, 将要到末了的时候,
when you read the writings of Paul, of John, of Peter,
当你来读保罗、约翰跟彼得, 他们所写的,
they all began to mention there was some declension there.
他们就开始有提到, 有一些, 走下坡的情形。
So another 30 years,
这样的再过了30年,
you come to the end of the first century.
你就来到第四纪的末了。
And John the Apostle was the only apostle, 12 apostles living.
使徒约翰是唯一12个使徒, 还存活的。
And when he received the revelation,
当他得到那个启示,
and when he wrote to pass on to us the book of Revelation,
当他写要来, 传他所看见的异象, 传出来, 传下来的时候,
and in the seven churches of Asia,
就在那个亚洲那七个教会,
you'll find the spiritual conditions there.
你就发现教会属灵的光景就描写在哪里。
Yeah, there were declinations there.
在那里有退后。
So the Lord is calling for overcomers.
所以神就在那里呼喊着圣者。
Calling for repentance.
要他们来, 来悔改。
Now that was the situation in the first century.
这个就是第一个世纪的光景。
And during the second and third centuries,
然后在第二跟第三个世纪,
of course the church was under Roman persecution.
当时教会受罗马的逼迫。
And during persecutions,
在逼迫的当中,
you'll find the church really was purified. But then when it came to the fourth century,
但是来到第四个世纪的时候,
when Constantine the Great became the Roman Emperor,
当君士坦丁成为罗马的, 的王的时候,
and he declared Christianity as a legal religion,
他就宣告说, 基督教是一个合法的宗教,
and he endorsed Christianity.
而且他也接受了, 基督教。
So many flock into Christianity.
所以很多人就要来参加基督教。
And after the great buildings were being built,
就在那个时候就很多伟大的那个建筑物就建立起来了。
And Christianity became very popular.
基督教就成为是很受人欢迎的。
Very wealthy.
也非常的富有。
But corruption entered into Christianity.
但是那个败坏就进到基督教里面。
So you find gradually, not only the teaching in the Bible were being changed.
你就发现不但是圣经里面的教训被更改了。
You find the world began to take over the church.
世界也要来占有那些的教会。
And the church became a big organization.
教会就变成一个很大的组织。
Instead of a living organism, it became a huge organization.
不再是一个有机的生物，却成为一个大的组织。
And under the Roman Catholic Church,
就在那个罗马天主教的管理底下
，you find the truth was buried under superstition.
你就发现真理被那些迷信来盖住了。
People at that time did not even know justification by faith.
那些人当时应信轻称义也都不认识。
They did not, they were not, they were not allowed to read the Bible.
他们不准许来读圣经。
So they knew nothing about the truth.
所以他们对圣灵一点都没有认识。
It was all superstition.
就是那些的迷信。
Thinking that they have to accumulate merits in order to go to heaven.
以为说他们要积那个好的行为才能够进天堂。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
During those centuries.
就在那些的世纪里
面。Even in the dark age.
就在那个最黑暗的时代里。
You find God raised up here and there.Some people,
你就发现神在这里在那里兴起一些的人
who were thankful to God.
他们是向神忠心的。
There were revivals here and there.
就在那里有一个的复兴，那边也有个复兴。
And whenever a revival came,
当每当一个复兴兴起来的时候
these people returned to God.
就有一般人回转向着神。
But they were persecuted by the official church.
但是他们却因被教会就是那个正统的所谓的教会来逼迫。
And even before the Reformation.
甚至宗教改革的时候
even before that
在宗教改革以前
you find there are revivals here and there
你会发现有不同的一些的复兴
under some leadership
有一些的领袖在那里
but they were persecuted
但是他们是受逼迫的
many were put to death
甚至很多把都被杀了
by the church
是教会来杀害他们的。
Until Reformation，
只等到宗教的改革。
And I think we all know the story of Reformation。
我们想，我们都知道宗教改革。
How God raised up in the 16th century。
神在十六世纪的时候。
How God raised up Martin Luther。
神兴起马丁路德。
John Calvin。
就是约翰Calvin。
And Zwingli。And other。
还有其他许多的领袖。
And we begin to have an open Bible.
我们就开始有一个打开的圣经。
And we begin to recover the justification by faith.
我们就开始来恢复因信称义。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
you do find that the history of the church has an analogy with the history of the children of Israel.
所以你就发现教会的历史跟十世纪有相同的地方。
We also have revivals.
我们也有复兴。
How we began to decline in faith.
就是当我们的信心下沉的时候。
And how we were oppressed by the world.
当我们被世界来逼迫的时候。
And how we repented.
当我们悔改。
And God raised up some spiritual leaders
神就兴起一些属灵的领袖
to bring us back to God
就把我们带回到神面前
and there was revivals here and there
就有那里有一个复兴那边也有个复兴
but you find that it never lasts long
但是你会发现这个不是长久的
and it doesn't cover the whole world
也不是包括包括了整个世界
because revival is God's temporary emergency measure.
因为不幸只是一个曾用的紧急和暂时的一个的用法。
What God is really aiming is recovery.
神的目标乃是要恢复。
Now, what's the difference between revival and recovery?
不幸跟恢复有什么不同呢？
We say revival is looking backward.
我们说到不幸是往后看的。
That you may be restored to what you were before.
你就要被带到你从前的那个地位。
But recovery.
但是当我们要来恢复的时候
，recovery is looking forward.
恢复是往前看的。
It is not only to restore what has been lost.
不但是要恢复失去的
，but to go forward to God's perfect will.
那是要往前来向着神永远的旨意。
Whatever God has ordained for His church.
就是神为着他教会所定的旨意
will all be recovered
就要来
the future
所以这个不但是包括了过去的也是有往前面看的那个的意思
now we mention this just to lay before you brothers and sisters
我们把这个提在弟兄姊妹们的面前
and for you to really consider before the Lord
要你就让你在神的面前来思想。
Now we go back to the book of Judges.
那么我们现在回到四世纪。
You find that in the second section of the book of Judges.
你就发现在第二段四世纪的里面。
It is a cycle.
好像一个的循环。
Declination.
他们就走下坡了。
Oppression.
也有欺压了。
Repentance,
然后悔改,
and recovery,
然后就恢复了。
And all together, you find there are seven cycles.
你就发现有七个的步骤，不同的的步骤。
During those 450 years,
在那个四百五十年之久,
the history of the people of Israel went through the cycle seven times.
以色列民他们在450年他们这样的经过七个的阶段。
And God raised up altogether 13 judges.
神一共兴起了13个士师。
And we do not have the time to identify these seven cycles.
我们没有时间来看这个七个的阶段
so I leave it with you to find that out
所以我就让你自己去找出来
but anyway you find the book of Judges is just going around
但是你会发现四世纪就是那样的绕圈子
and you know the children of Israel they go around the wilderness for 40 years
你知道以色列民在旷野绕圈子也绕了40年
but here you find in the book of Judges they go round and round for 450 years
在四世纪里面你发现以色列民在这里走圈子走了450年
now we will like tonight just to mention something about this
今天晚上我们要稍微提到这个
we will like to see from whereWere they oppressed?
我们要来看从哪一方面他们受欺压呢
？Who oppressed them?
谁来欺压他们
？Now, first of all, you find that they were oppressed by the king of Mesopotamia.
首先你要发现他们是被那个米索波达米王来压迫他们。
He oppressed them for 8 years.
他欺压了他们有八年之久。
Now, Mesopotamia, as we know today.
米索波达米今天我们都知道
is where if you go back to the book of Genesis
假如你回到在创世纪
this is where Nimrod established his first kingdom in the world
这个就是尼罗在地上建立第一个的国度
So Mesopotamia here represents the world.
所以米索波达米就代表世界。
Now you remember,
你要记得
the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt.
神的子民是从埃及里面被拯救出来的。
And as Egypt to us represent the world.
埃及以我们来说就是世界。
So in other words, they were out of the world.
意思就是说他们从世界里面出来了。
And they belong to God.
他们是属于神的。
But when they were unfaithful,
但是当他们不忠心的时候，
even though they were in the promised land,
虽然他们是在应许之地，
you know, God allowed the king of Mesopotamia to rule over them.
神就允许米索波达米王来管辖他们。
So applying to us today,
是今天应用在我们的身上。
God has delivered us out of the world.
神把我们从世界里面拯救出来。
That's what baptism testifies.
这个就是我们受浸所见证的。
Why were we baptized?
为什么我们受浸呢？
We left the world behind us.
就说我们把世界丢在后面了。
We now belong to our Lord Jesus.
现在我们是属于主的。
But if we are unfaithful to God,
但是像如果我们向着神不忠心，
you will find the world will renew its hold upon us.
你就会发现世界会重新的来抓住你。
We should be above the world.
我们应该是高过世界的。
We are not of the world.
我们是不属于世界的。
Just like Christ is not of the world.
就好像基督不是属于世界。
Even though we are in the world,
虽然我们在世界的里面，
but we are not of the world.
但是我们不属世界。
The world is under our feet.
世界是在我们脚底下。
We despise the world.
我们轻看世界。
And yet,
然而,
you find among God's people,
在神的子民当中,
the world seems to come over them with renewed strength.
世界好像再一次来胜过了他们。
It is because of our unfaithfulness to God.
乃是因着我们向着神不忠心。
If we are faithful to God, the world will have no power.
假如我们向神是忠心的话，世界没有力量在我们的身上。
But when we are unfaithful to God,
但是当我们向神不忠的时候，
you will find the world is still very powerful.
你就发现世界是那么的有能力。
You remember the Bible said, love not the world.
你知道圣经告诉我们说不要爱世界。
Nor the things of the world.
或者世上所有的东西。
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
假如你爱世界，爱父的心就不在你的里面。
To be friend of the world is to be enemy of God.
与世界为友就是与神为仇。
But among God's people,
但是在神的子民当中，
what a sad story it is.
是一个何等悲惨的故事。
Many of God's people are still under the grasp of the world.
许多神的子民还是在世界的掌握的底下。
And that shows the spiritual declination.
这个就看见那个属灵光景的退后。
Then after they were delivered from the king of Mesopotamia,
当他们从米索波达米王的手里被拯救出来的时候，
you find again they rebel against God.
他们又违背神了。
And now you find they were under the oppression of the Moabites.
你就发现他们就在摩亚人手里面被他们欺压。
You know, the Moabites actually were related to the children of Israel.
你知道摩亚人跟以色列人是有关系的。
Because the children of Israel came from Abraham.
因为神的子民是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
And the Moabites came from Lot.
摩亚人就是罗德的后裔。
You remember after Lot escaped from Sodom.
你知道罗德逃离了所多玛城。
How he hid in a cave.
他就躲在一个山洞的里面。
And his two daughters.
他的两个女儿。
They sinned against God.
他们就犯罪得罪了神。
And from their father they got their children.
从他们的父亲他们就生了孩子。
And there was Moab and Ammon.
他们就是亚门人跟摩亚人。
So Moab actually were related to the children of Israel.
所以摩亚人跟以色列人是有一个的，是有一个关系的。
But God said, the descendants of Moab, even to the tenth generation, cannot enter into the congregation of God.
但是神却说，摩亚人甚至到十个他们的十代也不能够进到神的殿子里面。
Now what does Moab represent? to us.
摩亚 对我们来说代表什么呢？
Now if you read Isaiah chapter 16,
假如你读以赛亚书第十六章，
or Jeremiah 48,
或者耶利米书第四十八章，
you'll find Moab was known for its arrogance.
摩亚人就是一个骄傲的人。
The pride of Moab.
就是摩亚人的骄傲。
Now that shows the pride of the flesh.
就是肉体的骄傲。
You know, we are supposed to be delivered from our flesh.
我们是被从我们的肉身拯救出来的。
We are supposed to walk according to the Spirit.
我们乃是照着灵来行走的。
But when we are unfaithful to God,
但是当我们向神不忠心的
时候， you find our flesh began to rule over us.
你发现我们的肉体，我们血气就来占有了我们。
And the one symptom of our flesh is arrogance.
我们肉体其中一个的罪就是骄傲。
Pride.
就是骄傲。
And that's Moab.
这个就是摩亚。
So you find the children of Israel were oppressed by the Moabites.
所以你发现以色列人给摩亚人来欺压。
It is very interesting to find that all these Moabs are very fat.
你就发现这些摩亚人都是很胖的。
Very arrogant, very proud of themselves.
他们对他们自己也非常的骄傲。
But thank God, God delivered them from Moab.
但是感谢神，神把他的子民从摩亚人手中拯救出来。
And then because they rebel against God again.
因为他们又犯罪得罪了神。
So God raised up the Midianites,
神就兴起米甸人,
and to oppress them,
来欺压他们的。
Now the Midianites were also related to the children of Israel.
米甸人与以色列人也有关系的。
Because the Midianites came from Keturah.
因为米甸人是从那个
You know Abraham, in his old age, he married another woman, Keturah.
就是亚伯拉罕他算年老的时候，他就另外娶了一个女子，叫做基多拉。
And out of Keturah, you have the Midianites.
然后他就生了米甸人。
Now, what did the Midianites did to the children of Israel?
那米甸人向着他的神的子民做了什么呢？
Whenever the children of Israel sold, they will come and swallow up all their food.
每当以色列人在那里撒种的时候，那个米甸人就来了，就来抢夺他们。
So the Midianites also is a representation of our flesh.
所以米甸人也是代表我们的血气。
It is the indulgence of our flesh.
就是我们来随从我们的血气。
We indulge ourselves and try to bring us into spiritual poverty.
我们随从我们血气，就让我们进到属灵的贫穷的里面。
But then God, when they cry unto the Lord, God raised up Gideon to deliver them.
后来他们就向神呼喊，神就兴起基甸，把他们从米甸人手中释放出来。
And then after Gideon died.
当基甸死了以后，
and the children of Israel rebelled against God again.
神的子民又向神犯罪，背叛他们。
And then you find they were oppressed by one of their own.
他就给他们当中一个来欺压他们。
That is in chapter 9.
就是在第九章那里。
Abimelech.
就是亚比米勒。
Now Abimelech was a bastard of Gideon.
亚比米勒乃是基甸的。
Bastard.
就是一个私生子。
对。And he killed the 70 sons of Gideon.
他就把基甸七十个儿子都杀掉。
Only the youngest one escaped.
只有那个最年幼的那个逃跑了。
And he tried to rule over Israel.
然后他就要来掌管整个以色列。
So that's he ruled over 3 years.
他掌管了有三年之久。
A part of Israel.
就是以色列的一部分。
So that tells us of the ambition of the flesh.
那个就讲到我们那个肉体的那个野心。
You find our flesh is really ambitious.
你知道我们的血气是有很大的野心的。
He wants to rule over Israel.
他要来掌管整个以色列。
And he was willing to use any way to get what he wants.
他要用所有一切的手段来得到他所要的。
Killing all his brothers.
甚至把他所有的兄弟都杀掉。
So that is the ambition of the flesh.
那个就是肉体的那个野心。
And then after that you find the children of Israel rebel against God.
然后他们神的子民又背叛了神。
So God raised up the Ammonites.
然后神就兴起亚门人。
Now the Ammonites, they will come over.
那个亚门人他们会来了。
And try to claim the land that belonged to the children of Israel as theirs.
他们要来说那个以色列人所占有的地是属于他们的。
It wasn't theirs.
不是他们的。
But they claim that these land belong to us.
但他们却宣告说这个地是我们的。
And you remember how God raised up Jephthah to defeat them.
你就记得神就兴起耶夫他来胜过他们。
So again you find here is the lust of the flesh.
所以这个就是肉体的情欲。
And the flesh lusts for things that do not belong.
肉体就会有那个情欲要得出那些不属于他的东西。
And finally, you find the Philistines.
最后你就发现有菲利斯坦人。
And the Philistines will come over.
菲利斯人就会来了。
And oppress them for 20 years.
来欺压以色列人有20年之久。
And God raised up Samson to deliver the children of Israel.
神就兴起了参孙来把以色列人拯救出来。
Now who were these Philistines?
那个菲利斯人是谁呢？
You know the Philistines came from Africa.
你知道菲利斯人是从非洲来的。
They were the descendants of Ham.
他们是贤的后代。
But they came to the Canaan land by land, not through the Red Sea.
他们是从陆地不是经过红海，从非洲来到迦南地。
They actually were in Canaan before the children of Israel.
他们是比以色列民早到了迦南地。
But they didn't cross the Red Sea.
但是他们不是经过红海。
They came by land.
他们是从陆地走过来的。
So the Philistine represents the undisciplined flesh.
所以菲利士人就是代表我们肉体那个不受管教的。
Had not gone through the Red Sea.
因为他们没有经过红海。
Had not gone through death.
没有经过死。
And yet they enter into Canaan.
然而他们却进到迦南地。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
When you read the book of Judges.
当你来读四世纪的时候。
And when you see how it applied to us. So perfectly.
当你看见这个是这样的配合可以应用在我们今天的生活里。
We who are in Christ Jesus.
今天我们是在基督耶稣里的。
We are supposed to be above the world.
我们是应该超过世界的。
Above the power of the world.
应该是胜过世界的权势。
We are supposed to be delivered from our flesh.
我们是应该从我们的肉体里面被释放出来的。
Because the cross has done its work.
因为十字架在我们身上已经完成了那个工作。
But then when we are unfaithful.
但是当我们不忠心的时候。
When our faith to the Lord is weak.
当我们向神的信心软弱的时候
we find the world will have its power over us.
我们就发现世界有这么大的权势在我们的身上。
And we find all these expressions of the flesh will become real 一个是，
我们就发现这些肉体的彰显是内面的真实在我们的肉身上。
How we need to be delivered from our flesh.
我们何等的需要从我们肉体的里面被释放出来。
How we need to see as Paul saw.
就好像保罗所看见的。
In me, that is in my flesh, there is no good.
在我的肉体里面没有一件事是良善的。
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
谁能拯救我脱离这个虚死的身体？
Thank God through Jesus Christ.
感谢神乃是从基督耶稣的身体。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you find that God raised up these judges.
你看见神兴起这一般的士师。
And when you look into the life of these judges,
当你看这些士师他们的生平的时候，
you find they're all different.
你看见他们每一个是不同的。
Like Othniel, the first judge.
好像那一个第一个的祭司耶俄他耶。
You find that he has the same spirit as the spirit of Caleb.
他有加勒的那个的灵。
And then when you come to Samson,
当你来到参孙的时候，
even though he was a Nazarite,
虽然他是一个拿细惹人，
but how he was unfaithful to his Nazarite-ship.
但是他没有忠心的做一个拿细惹人。
So you find that God can use all kinds of vessels.
所以神能够用不同的器皿。
And it was not these judges that saved the people.
不是这一般的士师拯救了以色列民。
It is the Spirit of God that moved them.
那是神的灵来用他们。
Give them the power.
把权力给他们。
Because of the mercy of God.
那是因着神的怜悯。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you find that you cannot give glory to any man.
所以你发现你不能把荣耀给人。
And God can use anybody.
神能够用任何的人。
It is all His sovereignty.
都是他的权柄。
And the reason is God loves His people.
原因乃是神爱他的子民。
I think we will stop here.
我想我们就结束在这里。
Let's have a little prayer.
让我们一同有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we do bow before Thee.
神，我们匍匐在你的面前。
We acknowledge that we have sinned.
我们向你宣告说，我们犯罪得罪了你。
We confess.
我们要来认罪。
How the world has power over us.
世界胜过了我们。
How our flesh disturbs us.
我们的肉体来在那里搅扰我们。
Lead us away from thee.
把我们带离开了你。
Lord, we just pray that thy spirit will search our heart.
我们只求你的灵来检查我们的心。
And deliver us from the world.
把我们从世界的里面拯救出来。
Deliver us from our flesh.
从我们的肉身上，肉体里面拯救出来。
That we may follow the Spirit of God.
好让我们来跟随神的圣灵。
And allow thee to perfect thy work in us.
让你来完成你完全的工作。
That thou mayest be glorified.
好叫你能够得着所有的荣耀。
Do pray that thou will continue to speak to us.
我们这样恳求你继续地向我们讲话。
And do not let us go.
不要让我们这样的过去。
Until thy will is done.
直到你的旨意成全在这里。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是靠着主的名来恳求。
Amen.